The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, who are, as you know by now, the official vacation planners for the Mickey Miles Podcast. Why? Well, because these days you don't want to waste time and money, but you want the most out of your precious vacation dollar. The vacation planners at MEI and Mouse Fan Travel are the best in the business, bar none. We want you to visit them and see for yourself. Check them out at MEI.com, mousefantravel.com, or you can click on their link at the MickeyMilesPodcast.com website. Tell them Mike and Michelle sent you.
Hi, I'm Kim Sharoff from Long Beach, New York, and welcome to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Stripper-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 68 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WDW Today, and with me on the show today is Michelle Scribner-McLean. Michelle, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you today, Mike? How's the running going and the training?
Doing fine. Did my first back-to-back Disneyland Dumbo Double Dare training session this weekend, and I established a base, and now I need to build from that base. So far, so good.
Well, that's great. Congratulations.
How about you?
I'm doing great. I'm getting ready to travel to Austin for work, and you know how much I love running in Austin, so I'm excited to run on Lady Bird Lake. It's really fun. I have a shout out today to one of our running buddies from Colorado. His name is John Eiler. And he just became a grandfather. So we wish you a great time with your new granddaughter, Hollis. And we're happy that you listened to the show, John.
Congratulations, John. Well, a few days ago, we put a question on our Facebook page. And we wanted to know what type of fitness apps you use in your training. And we also asked to have you call in and give us a little audio clip of what you use and tell us a little bit about it. And this podcast, this show today, is going to try and capture all that information for you. We'll talk about those apps that were posted. We'll talk about the ones that Michelle and I use. We'll talk about the ones that were included in the audio files that we received. So we're going to start off, Michelle. What we decided to do is we decided to categorize these apps into five categories. And would you like to tell everybody what those five categories are?
Sure. They are, we talked about, we looked at what everybody posted and we looked at what we use. And the categories, broadly speaking, are those apps that help you use the Galloway method or some other interval training method, music apps, mileage apps, weight loss apps, and apps that are just fun apps. And I think the really cool thing about this is I know that I try out a lot of apps. Mike calls me Gadget Girl, and I've gone through lots that I use for a little bit of time, and some that I give up on, and some that I say, Mike, you might try it, and he ends up using it. But the nice thing about this list is that there's really something for everybody. So I think that there are a lot of inexpensive options if you want to use apps. We asked people to identify apps that were for iPhones, for Androids, and I think we got a nice kind of variety of different types of apps. So, Mike, I thought the first one we could talk about would be Galloway apps, because I know that you use one. You recently started using one, right?
Well, I think I want to say I did a trial run on one of them, and it's called Interval Timer, and it allows you to set the different intervals you would like to use for running and walking. Very, very flexible, and it also allows you to use several different sounds. You can use one sound for your beginning to walk, and you can use another sound for your beginning or your ending to walk or whatever. The other thing that is nice about it is that if you're listening to music, it will not interfere. It pretty much runs in the background. So it was pretty good. I tried it the other day, and it seems to work for those who would like to use it.
And we also have, I actually don't use an interval timer. I just use my Gym Boss, which is the Jeff Galloway 1999 thing that all it does is beep. And but there are a lot of listeners who called in and had different ideas for things that they could use. So you will be hearing from listener Anita, Kim, and Camille, and they have ideas about things that are helpful for people who want to find good apps for intervals.
Hi, this is Anita Wheaton from Manassas, Virginia. I wanted to leave a quick review for the two apps that I like to use on my iPhone for running. I actually use Runtastic Pro simultaneously with Jeff Galloway's half marathon app. It's called Lolo, I think, a half marathon. And the reason why I like the Jeff Galloway half marathon app is that it allows you to change your run-walk ratio very easily, even during your runs. So if you're doing like a 2-minute, 1-minute, you can change to a 1-minute, 1-minute, or depending on how you're feeling. And it is, if you want to increase the amount of time you're doing, it's very easy to change. If you want to keep running and not just do like the 2 or 3 miles and you want to go a little farther, it allows for that, very flexible. And I like running the Runtastic Pro at the same time because it gives me live updates on how far I'm going, and it tracks my heart rate because I'm using a heart rate monitor from Polar as well that's Bluetooth, and my friends can cheer me on live on Facebook while I'm running so I can hear cheers. Wonderful app. Love them both. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, Mike and Michelle. It's Kim from Ohio. The running app that I want to talk about is called Runkeeper. It's my favorite app. I used it to train for my half marathon for the Princess Half. What I love most about it is that you can set your own intervals by either distance or time. So it's kind of like having your own little Jeff Galloway in your hand. And also, there's so many other things you can do with it. It's not just for running. You can use it for cycling, biking. You can manually input your data on there. You can set goals for yourself, whether it be losing weight or if you want to do a certain distance, it'll give you your goal percentage. And if you're wanting to finish your race by a certain date, it'll give you a countdown until that date. And also, you can do training plans, such as a beginner marathon, beginner 5K, intermediate half marathon. There's so many great features for this, and it definitely helped me with my training for my half marathon. So I definitely recommend it. It's free, which is great. And yeah, thank you guys so much for your show. I love it, and I'll see you in October. Thank you.
Hi, this is Camille Morat, and I'm from The Woodlands, Texas. My favorite running app for my Android phone is the Run-Walk Intervals. It's great for those of us doing the Galloway method, and it allows a feature that lets you put in how long you want to warm up and cool down, as well as the Run-Walk Intervals. And I also love, for the Android phone, the Cardio Trainer app. Just a good app that measures your miles and your distance, and just really love those. Thanks a lot for the great podcast. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, our next category is music apps. And there are some kind of cool apps out there, and we're going to be talking too about things that people posted on Facebook. And some people use iTunes, and that's absolutely fine, but there's some other apps that you can use. Our buddy Fred Block talked about using Pandora, Slacker Radio. But the one that I use when I'm running, and I do sometimes run with my phone, usually I just run with my iPod Shuffle, but when I do run with my phone, I use Spotify. And I like Spotify because you can choose an artist, you can build a playlist based on the theme of that artist, kind of like Spotify, but you can put specific songs on your playlist. You can share it with people, you can share it with your friends. So I like to use Spotify. Mike, what about you?
My music or radio app of choice is TuneIn Radio, and I listen to it now. I used to listen to podcasts with my iPod Shuffle, but now I actually use my iPhone on my runs, and I listen to iTunes Radio. I listen to classical rock and roll hits, and it's the station I listen to is called The River. It's out of Georgia, and it keeps me company early in the morning.
I'd also like to mention another one, which is called Jog FM. And Jog FM is kind of interesting because you can, once you figure out what your pace is, you can put it in the app and it will pull up things from your playlist that are at that pace in terms of beats per minute. So I haven't used that one for a while, but that's kind of a neat one. Any other?
Michelle, I think that would be one that I'd look for. I think I'd, like, if you could find one that has the ability to select, and I think there's one out there that can select certain songs that will have so many beats per minute and will allow you to run at a certain pace. I mean, that would be one that I think a lot of people would like to use if you could find it. I think there's one out there I came across about a month or two ago, and you maybe have had it. Maybe it's Jog FM.
I think there are other ones too. I think Jog FM, you can kind of put, it comes from your own playlist, but I think what you were using a few months ago, Mike, was it's a fitness app that is, it's every episode has a different number of beats per minute. So there's some that are slower, some that are larger. So we should figure out what that one was. But nobody on our Facebook page, nobody called in about any music apps that they use. But I don't know. I really like Spotify, and it's free, or you can sign up for the premium one if you want to. All right, so now we have mileage apps, and apps that keep track of your mileage and all sorts of things like that. And a lot of people had ideas for things that they would use for mileage. Our pal Charlie Gessner uses Nike Plus. Our pal Liz Driscoll, who's also been on the show, uses iSmooth Run. People talked about Run Training. Map My Run, Katie McNamara, and Fitbit are some other ones. What about you, Mike?
I use my Garmin watch to tell me how far I run. I think that there are two that I use. These are ones that you have to enter data. One is Electric Miles, but Electric Miles is basically the smartphone app for Daily Mile. And the other one is one that I've been using for a long time, and it's called Pacemate. And it's just a very simple app, and you would plug in two of three pieces of data. And those three pieces of data is length of your workout or your run, the distance, and the pace. So if you wanted to, for instance, find out how long a half marathon would be at a certain pace, you would plug in 13.1 miles and your pace, and it would tell you how long that half marathon would be. So those are the two that I use most of the time.
I also mostly use my Garmin watch for that, but Mike mentioned Daily Mile, which we use online, and we are going to hear from Dom, who also likes Electric Miles, which is the app, the iPhone app of... we can input the same type of data as Daily Mile, and it's connected to it. So let's listen to why Dom likes Electric Miles.
Hi, this is Dr. Dominic Abram from Roseville, Minnesota, and I'd like to leave a brief review of my favorite running app for the iPhone, Electric Miles. Electric Miles is the dailymile.com app that you can use on your phone to track your running, follow your friends that are also on Daily Mile, and generally have a great time as you track your training and your friends' training. It's a great app, and everyone should get it. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, so the next area is a lot of people talked about fitness and weight loss apps that they like to use. And one of them that I know that a lot of people really like is Lose It, which you can scan. You could scan food that you're going to eat, and it pops up with the calories and things like that. But you could also set goals for yourself. If you want to lose a certain number of pounds per week, you can put that in Lose It, and it will tell you if you track your food and your exercise during the day. It'll tell you if you're staying on track, and it has all sorts of data that it will send you. What else? Mike, what other ones? There's somebody talked about MyFitnessPal, which is another one.
MyFitnessPal looks a lot like, for those of you who have the e-tools from Weight Watchers, which I have.
I do too.
And that Weight Watchers mobile app allows you to keep track of your points. It allows you to do a lot of calculating. If you are in the supermarket and you say, I wonder if I should buy this, how much would it be per serving? It will tell you how many points. It will also keep track of your weight. MyFitnessPal, I believe, does that with calories. So those are pretty much the two that I think would be at the top of the list for weight loss.
So Melissa called in and talked about why she likes to use MyFitnessPal. So let's listen in on why she thinks that that's a great app to use.
Hey guys, at the Mickey Mouse Podcast, it's Melissa in Pittsburgh. I've just gotten turned on to you guys, and I've been listening. I'm all caught up, even from this past week's podcast. Read on Facebook about the review you wanted to do, and I wanted to let you know how I feel about MyFitnessPal. I am new to running, and I've even downloaded Jeff Galloway's Couch to 5K application, and I'm going to be doing the 5K in Disney in January. So I'm really happy with the MyFitnessPal because in addition to keeping track of my caloric intake and all the fat and the sugars and the vitamins and the cholesterol and the carbs, it also keeps track of my exercising. So strength training and cardiovascular training and all kinds of different things. We have different ways of putting it in, and I've been using it for 100 days straight now, down 31 pounds. How cool is that? I enjoy listening to you, so you guys take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you, Melissa. So our last category that we're going to talk about is apps that are just apps for fun. And I think for me, at the top of the list, we've mentioned it before, is the Run Zombie app. Mike, have you used that before?
No, and I'm glad that it has come up because I am looking forward to, I know we've talked a little bit about it, but I'd like to hear a little bit more and see if it would be something that I'd be interested in. It's funny because could you also place this in the Galloway category as well, maybe?
Not unless there's a feature that I'm not sure about. I actually haven't used that one for a while, but we've mentioned it several times before, but it's kind of like a radio show that you're a part of. You're a runner, and it knows that you're running, and it tells you to run a little bit faster, and you can hear the zombies coming, and you have little missions that you need to do. So it might ask you to run for medical supplies, and you know, at a certain point you may need to run a little bit faster. You can hear the zombies coming. I've never had the zombies actually catch me, but and then you might go to a school and you might see other runners there too, or you know, hear other runners. So in between the little episodes, what happens is that you can connect it to one of your playlists, so you'll be hearing your own music, and then these little episodes will come on. So it's kind of, I don't use it all the time. I use it every once in a while, but it's kind of a fun little way to get you motivated. And there's a new app too called Zombie Run 5K Training. And we're going to listen to our buddy Lisa from the wonderful Those Darn Cats podcast. She called in to talk about why she loves Zombie Run. So let's listen.
Hi, guys. This is Lisa from Those Darn Cats, and I'm calling you from the Those Darn Cats studio in Texas. And I wanted to leave a recommendation recommending my pick for a Couch to 5K type Get Started fun, a little bit different running app, and that's the Zombies Run 5K Training. It's fun. There's a story mixed into it. You get the special effects and things and the story writing they do aren't great, but you get along with motivating you to do sort of your Couch to 5K thing. You get walk running. You get music. You get story. It's actually your own music, so you can work your own playlist into that. I use it on the iPhone. It seems to be available, I think, for Android and on other platforms. I think it's $1.99 in the Apple Store. And I'll also just put a shout-out for Zombie Run in general. It's just a lot of fun. So wanting to come back and hear what's going to happen next in the story has really kept me motivated to get out there. So if you haven't seen the 5K training run, give it a try. It's got 8 weeks of runs. It'll even get you stretching and doing cuckoo things on the side of the road that you never thought you'd be doing, but for the name of being safe from zombies. So save the world and get off the couch.
Now that app, the 5K app, is $1.99. And the zombies run, I'm not sure. I'm trying to look at it on iTunes. I already own it, and it just says update. But it's been as high as $9.99, but I think it's down to maybe $2.99. So just kind of a fun thing to do.
Michelle, I just found it. It's $3.99.
$3.99. Thank you. So you think you're going to try it, Mike?
No.
Why not?
I don't know, because I think that one of the things that I don't like is I don't like giving the control over to someone else regarding my intervals. I want to be able to control them myself, and this would throw off my would throw it off. And yeah, I'm sure it's fun, but you know, I'm a very, as you know, a very controlled kind of person when I'm run, so I'm not sure if I would like the idea of turning that control over to something along the line of technology.
Well, maybe
stuff.
Maybe I need to lend you my phone and you can try it out for a mile or so, see what you think.
Maybe not.
Okay. So I thought we could finish up by reading off some things that other people wrote online. And I think that this is going to be a podcast that we revisit again, since apps are changing all the time. But Melissa Iannetta also likes Zombie Run. Donna Genko uses Runkeeper. She said she liked it because it's free, but now she got the full app for $1.99. It tracks miles, gives her updates on her progress, lets her listen to music, podcasts while still tracking her, and it has a map too. Don Ardito likes Runkeeper. She uses it to monitor her distance and pace, but as an interval timer as well. Joy Mueller likes Map My Run, and there's also Map My Ride for people who are doing bike riding, to do Galloway intervals, My Fitness Pal to do workouts and food intake, and she also likes to download her subscriptions to the Mickey Miles podcast. There is actually a little, we should put it in our show notes too, for the, you can have a Mickey Miles podcast app. We made it so that you could do that too. So Rich Gehring also is a zombie guy. John Thompson likes Fitbit. He says it's the most addictive gadget of all time. Now, I know that that's a distance monitor, but I don't know if it was an app. Do you, Mike?
I don't really know much about it. Nope.
Okay. John Thompson likes also iRunner. And let's see, iSmooth Run we talked about already. Run Training on the iPhone, Kurt Landry likes that. TrainingPeaks.com, our buddy Gordon Harvey, he says TrainingPeaks.com, nutrition, all various sports, web-based, and an iPhone app too. Jennifer Toto talks about using Couch to 5K app, Walk Tracker, and Dog Walk. That sounds interesting. And let's see, we heard from Joseph Kalinske, who likes his Nike Plus, Daily Mile, and Map My Run. And lots of people. Teresa Passmore likes Runkeeper. Sue Kissenweather likes Runkeeper. So those are the types of things that people talked about. And again, it will vary whether or not you have an iPhone or an Android or some other smartphone. But Mike, I can easily see that this is going to be a topic that we revisit again. Don't you think?
Well, yeah, I think that one of the things that is very apparent is that everybody has different priorities and different ways they like to train. And depending upon how you train and what you feel you need to help you train, you will navigate towards that type of an app, be it a mileage app, be it a Galloway, be it fun, be it music. And I think that that's pretty apparent from looking at all the different responses.
Now, I'm not sure that we could put this on the podcast, but I'd be really interested to hear about what apps people do not find helpful. They found to be kind of lousy too, because it would be nice to be able to stay away from some of those too. But I think this is really interesting, and I'm going to definitely try out some of these that I haven't tried before.
Yeah, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a trot over to the iTunes store and see what's out there and see if there's something that would work. But basically, just give me music and I'm happy.
So what you're saying is if your co-host gifted you the Zombie Run app, you would not try it.
I would ask my host not to waste her money. My co-host not to waste her money.
Oh, all right. All right.
And don't forget to visit us at the MickeyMilesPodcast.com website. And you can see all kinds of information. It is a work in progress. It is a living, breathing website, and it will always be changing. You may want to visit it every day to see if there's anything new on there. And while I'm on that, if there are any of you out there who would like to partner with us and would like to see your banner on that website, please feel free to contact us. And you can also call and leave any kind of an audio message, and we will be happy to include you on our show. The phone number is 407-545-2141. And one more thing I want to remind everyone. We also posted on Facebook a few days ago the idea that we are planning to do a show that will talk about how to train for a back-to-back race, such as the Disneyland Dumbo Double Dare, and how to train for a 10K the day before you run a half marathon. So we'd like to hear from those of you who are doing something like this for the very first time. It may be your first half marathon. It may be your first back-to-back Run Disney event, but we want to hear from you. We may ask you to come on the show so we could discuss your concerns and maybe help not just you, but everybody else.
Hey, Mike, before we sign off, we forgot to do something really important. And that was we promised that we would, for the people who called in, we would give away a Mickey Mouse Podcast t-shirt. So we want to give away a t-shirt. So I have little pieces of paper with everybody's name who called in. Anita, Kim, Camille, Dom, Melissa, and Lisa. I am going to close my eyes and I'm going to choose one of them and we will see who wins. You ready?
Let me play some background music. Hold on.
And the winner of the t-shirt is Kim.
Yay.
Kim wins the Mickey Miles Podcast t-shirt. Kim, if you could just email me at michelle@mickeymilespodcast.com with your address, we will get that sent out to you. But we really, really thank the others who called in too and hope that you will call again.
Hey, Michelle, guess what? You could have written the names of all those people and then put a number next to them. And I'm sure there's an app out there that will generate a random number. If there's an app for running, there's an app for that.
There definitely is, I'm sure. But it worked, so it's okay.
Okay,
I went low-tech for that part of it.
Low-tech. Okay, so we've done everything we wanted to do on this show. We've talked about the apps. We've run the audio. We have given away a T-shirt. We've talked about the website. And we've talked about the phone call, the phone number that you can reach us at. And this has been quite a show. So, Michelle, I think we've done our job for today.
I think we have. And I'd be interested if people try out these apps if something works or something doesn't work, let us know on the Facebook page. So I think that's it for today.
I think that's it. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask Michelle to do an ad read before I close the show.
The Mickey Miles Podcast has been brought to you by MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, who like doing the impossible, like making sure you go on a carefree, problem-free, trouble-free vacation, be it to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, a Disney cruise, or, well, you name the destination. They know their business, and they get to know you, their client, and what you like and what you need. They don't meet your expectations. They actually surpass them. Seeing is believing, so visit them at MEI.com, MouseFanTravel.com, or click the link on the MickeyMilesPodcast.com website and tell them Mike and Michelle sent you.
So for Michelle Scribner-McLean, my name is Mike Scopa. We'll see you on the road.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/MickeyMilesPodcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/MickeyMilesPod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gray saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.